Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Vivina with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, just a trigger warning for this one, the following story mentions suicide. The family of a 13-year-old transgender boy who died by suicide in July have protested against the culture of bullying at Beaudesert High School. Mother of Onyx, Michelle Lambert, says she has contacted the school multiple times and has accused officials of failure to intervene to stop the bullying. Onyx was bullied in person and online for over a year. Accounts of bullying and teen suicide within the Beaudesert region has encouraged calls for change in schools.
Internal Queensland health documents have revealed the extent of maternity staff shortages in rural Queensland, forcing birthing bypasses for days on end. A right to information release found rural hospitals in northern Queensland being particularly prone to short-term bypasses over the last 2 years. Innisfail, Mareeba, Ingham, Eyre and Dalby hospitals were found to suspend birthing services for periods varying from a few hours to several days. The bypasses relate to workload issues, with audits revealing a Queensland midwife can be expected to look at over 20 patients over a single shift.
In national news, Anthony Albanese says the Voice to Parliament referendum date will be announced next week. Albanese says the referendum campaign would be a chance to celebrate our shared history and build a better shared future. The referendum date is still expected by many to be the 14th of October.
The intensive care unit of Adelaide's Flinders Medical Centre is still running on generated power following an outage yesterday. The hospital was closed to visitors while technicians worked to restore power. Southern Adelaide Local Health Network Chief Executive Officer Carrie Freeman says the hospital was business as normal by 9:30 last night and that it could take up to a couple of weeks to replace the failed transformer.
In international news, a Chinese rights activist and critic of President Xi Jinping has been arrested in South Korea after authorities caught the man fleeing China on a jet ski. The man travelled around 300 kilometres across the Yellow Sea using binoculars and a compass before getting stuck.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.